Hi, I'm Liz, and welcome to episode 3 of Unwind, Managing Work Anxiety in a Burnout Era. If you've ever rolled your eyes at the word mindfulness, I get it. It's been turned into a buzzword, marketed, packaged, watered down until it feels meaningless. But what if I told you that mindfulness, real, grounded, evidence-based mindfulness, is one of the most powerful tools you have for managing anxiety at work? In this episode, we're diving into what mindfulness actually is, what it isn't, and how you can use it in practical, non-cringe ways throughout your workday. We'll explore short science-backed techniques you can use to calm your nervous system, recenter your mind, and stay focused, even in the middle of chaos. Let's start with the basics. 1. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment on purpose, with curiosity and without judgment. It's not about clearing your mind. It's not about being calm all the time. It's about noticing what's happening inside you and around you without getting pulled into reaction mode. In other words, it helps you respond instead of react. Studies from institutions like Harvard, UCLA, and the University of Massachusetts show that regular mindfulness practice reduces activity in the brain's default mode network associated with overthinking, increases emotional regulation, improves focus and working memory, lowers symptoms of anxiety and depression. You don't need to go on a retreat. You don't need candles, cushions, or incense. You need attention, intention, and a few minutes of space. 2. What mindfulness isn't. Let's clear up some misconceptions. Mindfulness is not pretending everything is fine, spiritual bypassing or toxic positivity, escaping from work or emotion. It's not about zenning out. It's about tuning in. It's okay to be uncomfortable. Mindfulness gives you tools to stay present even when things feel tense, boring, frustrating, or overwhelming. At work, that might mean noticing your frustration rise during a meeting, feeling your breath shorten after getting feedback, observing your urge to check your phone when you're nervous. These are mindful moments, and they're powerful. 3. The 3-minute breathing space. One of the simplest mindfulness techniques comes from mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. It's called the 3-minute breathing space. Here's how it works. Minute 1, awareness. Sit still. Close your eyes if you can. Ask, what's going on in my mind? What thoughts are here? What emotions? Just notice. Minute 2, breathing. Bring attention to your breath. Feel the in-breath and the out-breath. Let it anchor you in the present. Minute 3, expanding. Widen your attention to your whole body. Notice sensations, posture, tension. Breathe into that space, and that's it, 3 minutes. No gear required. You can do it between Zoom calls or before sending that email you're nervous about. Practice regularly. This trains your brain to pause before reacting. It increases what psychologists call response flexibility. 4, anchoring attention in routine tasks. Another way to be mindful at work. Choose one routine task each day to do mindfully. It could be typing your password, pouring your morning coffee, reading the first line of an email. For that one task, bring full attention to it. Notice the movements, the sounds, the textures. It might feel weird at first, but this builds what neuroscientists call attentional control. Even one mindful minute per hour can reduce the buildup of stress across your day. 5. Noticing without judgment. Here's a powerful shift. Learn to notice your inner experience without judgment. That means feeling anxious and noticing, oh, this is anxiety. Not thinking, I shouldn't feel this way. Allowing the feeling instead of pushing it away. This doesn't mean giving up. It means dropping the inner war. As mindfulness teacher Jon Kabat-Zinn says, you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. Mindfulness teaches us to surf our internal experiences, not drown in them. 6, workplace-friendly mindfulness exercises. Want to try it now? Here are three quick techniques. 1. The name three things reset. Pause. Name three things you can see. Name three things you can hear. Name three things you can feel, e.g. chair, air, feet. The single breath check-in. Take one deep conscious breath. That's it. Just one. Feel it fully. 3. The mindful transition. Before starting a new task, pause for 5 seconds. Acknowledge what you just finished. Set a gentle intention. Now I'm shifting into writing. Or now I'm shifting into listening. These tiny acts create micro boundaries and mental clarity. 7. Why this works. Mindfulness isn't magic, it's neuroscience. When you practice even a few minutes a day, you strengthen the prefrontal cortex, focus, decision-making, the insula, self-awareness, and reduce activity in the amygdala, fear, reactivity. Over time, this changes how you experience stress. You notice it earlier, respond to it faster, and recover more easily. It's like strength training for your mind. Wrapping up, you don't need to be a monk to be mindful. You just need a few moments of attention, a willingness to pause, and the courage to stay present. Mindfulness won't eliminate your work anxiety, but it will help you work with it, with more clarity, more ease, more choice. In our next episode, we'll talk about identifying your workplace anxiety triggers, the invisible signals that set off your stress response. Until then, take a mindful breath, notice one thing around you, and give yourself permission to pause. You're doing enough, and you're not alone. I'm Liz, and this is Unwind.